Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and this is your podcast of the week.
In February 2009, the Interior Architecture Department had a grand opening of its own library located in the Maude E. Gatewood Studio Arts Building. Everyone is welcome to visit this library, but the materials, which can be found searching in the main Jackson Library catalog, are for in-house use only. Mary Jane Conger, head of cataloging here at UNCG, gave a talk at the Interior Architecture's opening ceremony about the year-long project of cataloging and organizing the piled-up books, samples, and serials that comprise the collection, and some of the unique items unearthed through the process.
I'm here to speak briefly about the organization of this room. I first met Anna Marshall Baker and saw the lovely space in February 2008, just about a year ago. We met in here to determine what would be the best way to organize the materials of the Interior Architecture Department. It soon became clear that it would be worthwhile to share the valuable resources with not just the department, but with the university and others who search our online catalog. The Dean of Libraries, Roseanne Bazirgin, graciously gave my staff and I permission to begin cataloging the materials in the Interior Architecture Library, or as we fondly called it, IARC Library. The real work of cataloging and organizing started in mid-June. So what does it mean to catalog a library? When new staff or groups of library science students come to visit the cataloging department for the first time, I always tell them that the role of cataloging department is to make order out of chaos. Acquisitions can order all the books, receive all the gifts, but without cataloging, no one would be able to find anything. We decide on call numbers, describe the physical material, determine subject of materials, and assign subject headings. With many emails and meetings, Anna Marshall Baker, Patty Rowland, and I established the best way to organize and arrange various materials. The first time I brought library staff over to work in the collection, it really was trying to make order out of chaos. Books were piled high on the filing cabinets and the floor, as well as boxes all over the floor. But additional bookcases were brought in, and slowly but surely, materials were organized and books cataloged. Over the last 8 months, a dedicated group of cataloging staff and students have steadily chipped away at the various piles. As of February 18th, the IARC Library had 1,222 titles in it, composed of 833 books, 68 periodicals, and 12 undergraduate theses, as well as 131 items in the samples section. While most of the cataloging of the books is complete, work on cataloging the samples is about 50% done. Only a small number of the theses have been done so far. I was mostly responsible for organizing and coordinating work to establish the library collection and made it available in the online catalog. What you see in the room today would not have happened without the hard work of some talented people in the cataloging department. Jennifer Ormsby and Catherine Nunnally, with the help of Stephanie Turner and Jason Alston, did the bulk of the actual cataloging for books, serials, and samples. Jennifer and her students, Denise McKibben and Callie Moss, put all the labels on these materials that you see here. Several in this group built up their muscles by carrying various items between Jackson Library and here. Paul Hessling offered me valuable advice on how to catalog the samples and undergraduate theses. In my own personal experience, I had not had to figure out how to catalog and describe piles of fabric swatches, bricks, wood samples, stones, or sample books. Patty Rowland's smiling face and can-do attitude made her a great person to ask numerous questions of and relay information to Anna. As a result of your materials being available in the online catalog and books cataloged using an international database, people outside of the interior architecture will know of your resources located here. The major push for adding materials in IARC is done. Cataloging was fortunate to have a grad student and our diversity fellow have a rotation cataloging their materials. How fast the rest of the materials are added will depend on the availability of funding and the time available to regular staff. We do hope to set up a practicum experience for library and information science students interested in cataloging. Now for a brief description of what you see and highlights of some materials. You'll notice that the call number is the same as Jackson Library for the books, and the oversized books are at the end of the run. DVDs, CDs, and CD-ROM programs are located in the next section. Then we have a working section for graduate students and cataloging staff. Finally, there are the samples, which is the most unusual part of this library. Here you see samples for flooring, walls, furnishings, countertops, are in this back section against the wall. These are cataloged using something called the CSI scheme, which was new to me. It is the construction site industry scheme, so that all the flooring materials are shelved together and subdivided by types of flooring. All materials used for walls are together, furniture, etc., and then further subdivided by type of material. Next, you see shelving for the Interior Architecture 501 projects, which are required for all fifth-year students in the school. Older 501 projects are in paper. Newer ones are electronic on CD-ROMs. Finally, there is the display of currently received periodicals. Latest issues are shelved here, and then the latest 5 years kept in the file cabinets. While cataloging the materials, we noticed that quite a few titles were quite rare, in that the International Database of Library Materials, which we call OCLC, indicated that only a few libraries had cataloged certain of these titles. And let me give you some examples. Something put out by the Civic Trust called the Silver Jubilee Walkway, which was put out for the celebration, the Queen's Silver Jubilee in England. And this is an illustrated guidebook that marks a route through London that was chosen to illustrate the history of the city. It includes an official map that is separate from the book. A search on WorldCat, the international database, shows that few libraries in the United States hold this book, and only the map part was found at a library in Perth, Australia. Another one is the Architectural Preservation in Japan by Knut Einar Larsson. This book holds a letter from the author to Professor Stipe, notifying him of the publication of this book and thanking him for support. The book is found on the East Coast at Harvard Library, but other holdings are only in the Midwest and the West Coast. For some local materials, A Time That Will Not Wait, Restoring the Visual Order of Guilford County, North Carolina by Charles F. Price. This is a book that was prepared by the Guilford County Planning Department with a HUD grant. It appears to have been written in the 1960s. This is held in very few libraries in the United States, and in North Carolina, only East Carolina and State University maintain copies. Also, there's an interim North Carolina State Plan for Historic Preservation put out by UNC Chapel Hill. And a search on WorldCat found three copies of this volume in North Carolina. In North Carolina, one is held at North Carolina State and the other at Chapel Hill. Frank Lloyd Wright, Steel Chase, is a small pamphlet about some furniture that Frank Lloyd Wright did for a building. He did the plans for it. Only two other libraries in the world have that title. Then there's the Complete Hafele Furniture Hardware, a complete catalog of furniture hardware, which only nine other libraries have cataloged, and none in North Carolina, besides ourselves. In the DVD section are DVDs on various construction materials, such as timber, rubber, plastics. Usually, only one other library in North Carolina has cataloged these materials. I think I speak for the others in the cataloging department that helped with this endeavor, that it has been exciting to watch the unorganized collection be tamed by our skills. We hope that students and faculty will find our efforts helpful in their projects and research. We hope that by having an ongoing practicum experience for library information science students, that library science students will get hands-on experience with organizing cataloging materials, and that the Interior Architecture Department will continue to have a well-organized library containing materials they need for their studies.